And we're live. What's up, everybody? Hello, hello. So Dan, you went to a certain place a while ago, and you got some things, and they're decorating our mics. What's up with it?
Yeah, last time we did an episode, it was in October, so it was before Comic-Con.
When was Comic-Con?
November. Yeah. Beginning of November.
Yeah.
It was a, well, I enjoyed it. It was a fun experience.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you kind of had an awakening, if you will. I was like, you're like,
yeah. What is this one?
Thing ever.
Before the episode recorded, we talked about you saw snow and you were thinking of that song. What's this? That's how I was. Yeah. It's like, what's this?
You were like Jack Tellington and like when he saw snow for the first time.
Yeah.
You didn't break out in the song though there at the Comic Con though, did you?
No, I'm not. I don't sing. But yeah, it was a great experience. First time going back in April. Hopefully you'll go.
Yeah, I'd like to go. It's in Kalamazoo for anybody who listens.
Closer.
Yeah. So that's cool. So you got some propaganda, some paraphernalia. You got what looks like a Darth Vader on your microphone. It's a pin. And then I got what?
Iron Man.
But it's like old school Iron Man.
And I got you Shredder. I bought you Shredder.
Yeah, you got me Shredder. Yeah. And it's like, we want you for the, it was like a kind of a Uncle Sam parody.
Yep. Right? My nephew was with me. He got SpongeBob and Patrick from the SpongeBob show, of course.
Awesome. And you got some other things, too. You got an autograph of the Turtles.
Yeah. Gavin Smith, who's one of the, illustrators for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, he got me an autograph copy. We also got an autograph from the illustrator of SpongeBob SquarePants. His name is escaping me.
That's a weird name, Dan.
Yeah, this game. I believe that's Dutch.
Good jokes.
And we even got the voice of Goofy, which was amazing.
That was a bad impression. Yep. But that's good. No, he does a lot of voices.
Yeah.
You know who does a lot of voices that a lot of people doesn't know, like how he's just...
under the radar, kind of just...
Jim Cummings is his name. He does Winnie the Pooh. He does a lot. He did Darkwing Duck.
Okay.
He does a lot of voices. Look him up. He's a
vocal expert.
Oh my gosh, he does so much. You have no idea. You're like, how can one man do so many voices? Well, he can. Anyway, so that's cool. I'm jealous and happy for you that you got to go to Comic Con. You went to the Grand Rapids one.
Yes, that's correct.
Right on. Okay. Right. Sorry, I'm moving the microphone. I'm trying to do something. It's the day after Christmas. It's post Christmas.
That's December 26th.
Yeah, for those in people that don't keep track on calendars. We watch a lot of movies. What was your first Christmas movie that you saw this season?
This season, I would have to go back to October because The Nightmare Before Christmas is pretty much a Halloween and a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
So. I would say every year it's probably that. So
yeah,
Christmas, it would be. I think it was a Muppets Christmas Carol. I think.
Oh, nice! That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Fun fact for you: that's on Disney. Now.
And Hulu.
Yeah, but Disney edited the.
So did Hulu.
So did Hulu. Yeah.
Well, everything.
They just cut out that slow song, which makes the movie a whole lot better.
Yeah.
It's the breakup song.
It really wasn't needed.
No. People wanted to... there was some people that wanted to get that out of the movie, of the theatrical release. But I think Henson or somebody else fought for it, and...
they left it.
It's fine, but like once you've experienced it without it, you'll never go back. I always fast-forwarded it anyways, because it's just like, man, this is boring.
It didn't do anything.
Yeah. That's cool that you watched that. I haven't watched Nightmare Before Christmas in a while. I don't know. It's just not on my radar right now. But my first, it was the day after Thanksgiving, and we watched Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I actually did not watch a whole lot of Christmas movies this year. I just wasn't into it.
Yeah. A lot, there was,
you
there
watch
was,
them every year. You kind of like take a break from them.
There too. Wasn't a Christmas spirit, at least around... I don't want to say my household, but like around... No, it just wasn't there. But, I mean, whatever on that. We watched A lot of Home Alones. Like, we watched Home Alone a lot. Elf a lot. And the one that I just could not get enough of was The Grinch. Jim Carrey's Grinch.
Oh, I did watch that.
Oh, man. I was like, can we watch that? I want to watch that. Let's just watch it. Like, anytime. That, Home Alone, and what other one? Oh, Elf. I get on these kicks where, like, there's a certain something in the movie that just sends me over the edge. And it's this is an Elf, by the way. Where Elf, Buddy, he gets basically thrown out of his dad's work. This is the very beginning, pretty much. And he, the security guards say, hey, go over to Gimbel's or whatever. So he's going over to Gimbel's and he gets hit by a taxi. And it's just the way he gets hit, like, he's not even looking. He doesn't even, like, look on the way down. He doesn't react. He just, like, crumples on the hood. And it just, I don't know what it is. It's hilarious.
Yeah, because he's in a world where he's not used to, but getting hit by a car, he's probably like, ow. But yeah. He's smiling at the same time. But, he's like, oh, hi, friend.
Yeah, and his facial reactions in that movie are gold. Because, like, when people, like, yell and scream, they surprise him, and he just comes up with this horrified look. Say Will Ferrell is a hit or miss with me. There's certain Will Ferrell stuff that I do like, and there's certain stuff that I don't like. I don't like.
He's definitely an actor that stays the same in every movie. Same, I mean, pretty much majority of his films, it's the same.
Yeah, character. There's a certain comedy streak in there. I do like Talladega Nights, but I'm not gonna go out of my way to watch it. I will quote the crap out of it. The other guys, I actually like The Other Guys. That's hilarious because that's not a strong Will Ferrell movie. That's actually got a really good cast. Mark Wahlberg brings a lot to that.
And great beginning of the movie with Samuel L. and The Rock. Rock.
I think that was the last time Rock had hair in a movie.
Probably. That was a long time ago, too.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
If you think about it.
Yeah. A long time. That was such a hilarious movie. I don't want to get into that, but... yeah, The Grinch was my number one holiday movie this year. I don't know, it's just hit the right chords this year. Yep.
Okay, that's Christmas movies.
Yeah, it's Christmas movies. usually polar, like, meaningful movies and stuff like that, Polar Express is good. A lot of people just don't like that movie because of the eyes, and I'm like,
well,
I don't
care about that. The animation's kind of funky in some spots, but it is a good classic
movie. It's early 2000s, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an early animation movie. And Tom Hanks plays every character.
Yeah, he does an Eddie Murphy in this movie where he plays like several characters.
It's very similar to the Christmas Carol that Jim Carrey did, and that's just CGI too.
Yeah.
But he's a majority of the characters.
Really?
He's the all the ghosts and everything. So
I had the opportunity to watch that, and I can't bring myself to watch it. Because, like, that was kind of past his prime, like his peak.
He is past his prime, really.
But he did. You know, he's still funny here and there.
Favorite Christmas Carol movie is not the Muppets. It's an older black and white version. It's a tradition with my family. Well, me and my parents like to watch it every Christmas Carol. I mean, Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a pre-adaption to the book.
You more. Talking about the Jimmy...
It's movie? Alistair Starr or something like that.
Oh,
it's
you're a talking, weird name. Like A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I misunderstood. That's cool. We watched... We did watch a new movie this holiday, first time for this holiday. It was Miracle on 34th Street. And that was pretty
good.
The
new one? Well...
No, the black and white one.
The original one.
Basically, Santa went on trial. And it was all right. It was good. It was entertaining. You could definitely tell. I mean, obviously, movies progress and evolve and how they make things, but...
The only one I've seen is the newer one, which came out in the 90s. I just remember the guy who played John Hammond from the Jurassic Park movies was Santa.
I think I saw that, like, bits and pieces of that one. But yeah, that was a sad one, I think. At least I felt sad.
He was in trial.
The 90s were a weird time.
Yeah.
I was a teenager, so that makes sense. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's how I feel about Christmas movies. your brother-in-law, well, he's been on the show, Jesse. Him and I got into a little bit of a debate about how Die Hard is or is not a Christmas movie.
Here we go.
And he said there's not a Christmas celebration in that movie. It doesn't celebrate Christmas. I said, Jesse, he gets on an airplane and goes from one side of the country to the other side of the country just to attend a Christmas party. So you can't tell me that there's no celebration of Christmas in there. It just gets derailed
by terrorists.
It's not a Christmas spirit movie, but it is a Christmas movie because it has Christmas elements.
Personally, I don't think it's a Christmas movie because in my mind, Christmas movies I like to watch once a year, and I can watch Die Hard's, like, I enjoy the movie. It's a good, great action flick, but I don't try to watch that all the time.
Right.
I've given up on the argument. I don't care. If you think it is, that's good for you. I don't really care. I mean, Batman Returns is a Christmas movie then.
Exactly.
Lethal Weapon's a Christmas movie. Exactly. Rambo is a Christmas movie. Like,
yeah. It doesn't revolve around Christmas, but it can be classified as a Christmas movie because that holiday is being celebrated.
For some reason, they consider the first Harry Potter movie as a Christmas movie, but they only have one scene of Christmas. But
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the original Star Wars. I try to watch that once a year, and that's around Christmas time. Yeah. Is that a Christmas movie? I think you can have different versions. I get the idea of what Jesse thinks as well, and I get everything. I just give up on it.
Yeah,
I don't
what
care.
It boils down to is different strokes for different folks. I mean, if you don't think it's a Christmas movie, by all means, don't think it's a Christmas movie. But I'm not gonna, I agree with you.
It's an old law. Way over. Who cares? I don't care anymore. Yeah.
It started out as a Christmas movie. How about that?
It
did not end as a Christmas movie.
I liked that ornament I saw on Facebook. It was just a box of McLean.
Yeah,
through
the air duct. Yeah.
I like that.
That's a good one.
And I like the other one. It's actually the Predator up on the top of the star, but it's not on top. It's just hanging on.
That's funny.
I think that's really creative, really. Imagine doing a Christmas tree with just a bunch of, I don't know, movie characters or something.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
It'd be cool.
They have all these other themed Christmas trees. Why not?
Yeah.
some stuff is happening in the movie world. Excuse me just a second.
Mute the mic. Mute
it. I had to burp there. Sorry, everybody. I'm drinking Mountain Dew. You'll deal with it. I want to talk about, the Dune trailer dropped. It looks really...
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think.
It looks awesome.
You know, what's sad it was, I should have been already seeing it, like, a month ago.
Yeah, it should have. But, I've said this before about other movies. If you need to make it look better, take your time and do it. And
the majority of it was done.
Yeah,
it was ready.
They probably had to do some reshoots, which
they could still have done a little bit, but whatever. It did move. I think they moved it.
Was it March? Or
yeah, it's February. It was kind of in the middle of March. Now it's the beginning of the March or something like that.
So there's a they have a green light to do the next movie.
I read that to you.
Dune Messiah.
Yeah, they're already.
Well, that's good. I mean, maybe they can actually make a really good franchise out of this movie, out of this series.
And by the sounds of it, a lot of people are looking forward to seeing part two. So
it's amazing looking. Like, number one was great, but it was such a platform set. But it still brought a lot to the table.
And it was released kind of at an odd time because we were just getting over it. Like, movie theaters were just opening up that fun stuff.
But it made a huge impact. I mean, aesthetically, it just looks so beautiful. It looks great. And the trailers... Man, it looks great.
Yeah.
Any other movies that Horizon? I mean, obviously, there are, but...
It was I did see the new teaser for the Ghostbusters movie, the sequel to Ghostbusters Afterlife, where they're in New York.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
What is it, a freezing, something like that?
Frozen Empire, maybe?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like the original cast will be in it again, which needs to be. They're in New York, and
I think it's going to be a bigger role for the OGs.
They're probably going to help them, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I think that's pretty much the only new trailers that I can think of that dropped recently in the month or so.
My word. My IMDb needs to update. No, it says coming soon. Coming soon. Soul. Like, what? Come on.
That was...
Soul's been out for years. Oh yeah, the new Wonka. There's a new Wonka. What are your?
I'll probably watch it. What's your thoughts on that? I think I'm kind of curious to see it. I mean, I like the original. The Tim Burton ones was just weird. Johnny Depp was an odd guy, but that's typical Johnny Depp. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that haircut bothered me more than anything.
It was a weird take on it, but
Chalamet looks like a Wonka.
He looks like a younger version. Like, yeah. He could be a younger version of Gene Wilder, for sure.
Yeah.
I want to see it just to... And I think they got the Oompa Loompas down, finally.
Hugh Grant
being... But, like, I don't... Okay, so, like, going to the Burton one, Johnny Depp's take on that character, I think it was... He got the kookiness of Gene Wilder's, like, whatever.
But it was... I don't know.
But it was definitely Burtonized, for sure.
Yeah, it was definitely Burtonized.
Yeah. This reminds me of, I wanted to save this, but I was watching a TikTok and it says, you know, they use a lot of this AI, like, oh, you know, if, Wes Anderson made The Matrix and stuff like that.
Yeah. I've seen all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. That's like new thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So they said, what if Tim Burton made a Batman movie? But the AI took it and did it as the claymation from Coraline. So, like, the penguin wasn't Danny DeVito. It was an actual freaking penguin. Like, it was hilarious. Like, I'm like, Tim Burton did a Batman movie. He did two of them. They so, like, two. It was hilarious to see this done as an animation. And it goes to me, like, did the person who put this in not think that Tim Burton did Batman movies? Like, honestly, if it wasn't for the Batman movies, I don't think Tim Burton would be kind of where he is, because that really just put his foot out in the main... Because he just did Beetlejuice. What if you just stopped at Beetlejuice? Nothing.
Nothing.
Beetlejuice 2 is
in the work. Yeah, it's on the filming work. Filming right now. Yeah, I don't know how far along they are. I've seen behind-the-scenes pictures of them.
Yeah.
Nothing of Michael Keaton yet. It's just the main...
Yeah.
But like Winona Ryder.
But the cast looks pretty good, if I remember
correctly. Yeah, the Jenna Ortega, she looks like something that would be in
Beetlejuice. Well, yeah, because she's Wednesday Addams. She, like, personifies. She's, like, a Christina Ricci clone from.
She's a up-and-coming actress as well.
Yeah, she's got it. Yeah. So, yeah, I want to watch Wonka. I think that looks good.
The movie that came out this past weekend was The Iron Claw. It was about the Von Erich wrestling family. Came out, like, they were alive in the 70s. There's more to the family now.
Okay.
But it's just a biography about them. Who was it? Who's the main character? His name's... he was High School Musical.
Zach?
Yeah, Zach. Efron leads the acting in that.
Iron Claw.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I would probably watch that. It's kind of like Napoleon. I would watch that too, but I'm just not...
Napoleon Dynamite or Napoleon like...
Napoleon. Like... Napoleon Dynamite.
That looks good. With what's his name?
Joaquin?
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
It's a Ridley Scott film, but Ridley Scott really hasn't hit anything in a long time in movies.
He doesn't have to.
He's made so much money. He's like George Lucas. Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, I think he's got a fan base. It's like, everybody's going to go see a Ridley Scott. Like, there's Wes Anderson fans. There's, you know, whatever. Yeah. Tim Burton fans, whatever.
Yeah. What was that?
Have you seen any kind of commercials or teasers about Poor Things? Poor Things. Yeah. It's got Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, and William Dafoe.
Yeah, that looks weird. Yeah, is that like the Frankenstein?
Well, I don't know, but she is like... She looks amazing in it. But yeah, she... I remember... She had some sort of like fancy dinner or whatever. And she says, I don't know what's happening, but she says to her, she's like, I must go punch that toddler. And I just like, there's some weird things about
that. Yeah, I think she's kind of, it's kind of like a Frankenstein movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it, like maybe
if
she's
I remember like, right. Yeah. When I first saw that movie, I was like, is that a Tim Burton movie?
No. No. So Godzilla Minus One, I'm hearing a lot of good things about that movie.
Yeah, I've heard a lot. That's, like,
it blows a lot of the Godzilla movies away.
Yeah, and somebody made a joke, it's a sequel to Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I've heard that. There's two Oppenheimer films this year. They said that about the Hunger Games, too. Like, that's also another Oppenheimer for some reason. I don't know. Like, Snow's character is a lot like Oppenheimer, I guess.
I still haven't seen that yet. I want to, but...
Yeah, same.
It's just like any other biopic. You just gotta be in the mood to watch them.
Yeah. So that's all, I guess. I'm just going through here and seeing what's in theaters.
Yeah, I really want to see Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah.
I've heard great things from it.
Yeah, same.
I've heard it has kind of has moments. It has horror, actually, in it. Yeah. Like, it feels like Jaws in a way.
Yeah. So that movie was only made for $15 million, which is less than an episode of She-Hulk. It's becoming huge. Yeah, and it made like...
a huge hit.
Yeah. I've always liked Godzilla movies, but I don't think I've always liked the treatment of Godzilla in movies. I think the last Godzilla movie I saw was... It was right after the Matthew Broderick Hank Azaria one.
The 2014?
No. This was like way back in like early 2000s. It was the American Godzilla where he looked like an iguana more than anything. This was like a long time ago.
You saw the Matthew Broderick one?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the one you saw.
Right. Yeah. So there was one that came out after, and I'm pretty sure it was like a Japanese release. It was called Godzilla 2000, and it was very like metal head oriented. And this fake Godzilla came out of nowhere, and so Godzilla and this fake... It wasn't like Mecha Godzilla... And to me, it was a commentary on how the Americans treated Godzilla, and the real Godzilla, like, triumphed. I was the only one in the movie theater. It was great. I was laughing for so many different reasons.
I don't think I've ever been to a movie where I was all by myself, or if I was with someone, we were the only ones. Or...
Yeah. Well, it was...
I don't think so.
It was in the middle of the day. During the week. So, okay. Ain't nobody gonna go see a Godzilla movie.
A noon showing or something. Yeah.
I don't know. It was great. I vowed never to watch a movie by myself though again because it was weird. Usually you want to talk to somebody when you're walking out of the movie theater and you're just like, I got nobody.
A lot of times I think, I'll go watch a movie, then I'm like, I don't want to. I'll stay home and watch something.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
Like
just
I thought,
wait for it.
Like I even thought about, I don't even know if... It was either Wonka or the Iron Claw. I was like, maybe I'll just go and watch it by myself, and then, no.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's hard to get a group of people at the last second, too.
So. Yeah, especially this time of year. Everybody's got something going, so, yeah. Yeah, so there's lots of animations out. You got Migration and Trolls, Wish. I know Marty, she wants to go watch Migration, which I think... Awkwafina's in that? Elizabeth Banks? Danny DeVito? Maybe Awkwafina's not in it. Yeah, she's in it. I'm actually a fan of Awkwafina. I think she's great. You know, she was tapped to be in... she was going to play the daughter for Everything Everywhere All at Once. But I think she got tied up doing something else. I can't remember who they picked, but that movie was dynamite to bring that back. But have you not watched that yet?
Do what?
Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Yeah.
You have? Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
Talking about Awkwafina.
Yeah, apparently I'm the only Awkwafina fan. She played in Legend of the Ten Rings.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi?
Yep.
She was the, like, Pippi sidekick. Not even really a sidekick. She was just, like, smart mouth.
Last movie I saw her in, it was in that vampire, Nicolas Cage vampire movie, Renfield.
Oh, yeah. She played a cop or something, didn't she? Some sort of authority figure.
Yeah, I can't. No.
You're not a fan of her?
No.
Okay, well, whatever.
It's her voice.
Yeah. And see, that's what I like about her. I think she's like, she's actually gotten in trouble about that. She does things that I guess she's not culturally appropriate, but whatever. I don't get into it. Anyway. So, Dune is on my horizon. Definitely want to watch that. I'm kind of bringing that back. What else? What else is out there on the horizon, Dan? Anything?
Nothing that I can think of really off the top of my head. Yeah, Dune is in March. I'm looking forward to... God, what does come out next year? I think Ghostbusters was originally going to come out this year, too, but...
Well, is that now? Dan, you're breaking my heart.
See? It sucks.
I think it's... Do you think we're seeing effects of the strike?
Well, yeah.
I think so, too. I'm not in business, obviously.
And I think... I
try not to pay close attention too
much. I don't understand most of it, anyways. Yeah. I mean, the last strike I remember, it didn't even last that long. This one, like,
yeah, this was
dragged out. And in a way, they screwed themselves. The people I hear talk about it.
Yeah. Do you know who the president of the the Screen Actors Guild is? Do you know who the president
is? No, it's the Film Actor Guild.
No, SAG.
No, it's the Film Actor Guild.
I know, but...
I just like that better.
But Screen Actors Alec Guild Baldwin's
the greatest actor.
Is the... who the president is, none other than the nanny, Fran Drescher.
Oh, that's right.
I did not know that until an episode of Saturday Night Live where Nate Bergazzi was hosting. There was like people coming to it was a trick or treat, and she came on. She's like, "No, you can't do this." And so, it wasn't Fran Drescher. It was obviously one of the cast members that did it. And I was just like, "Oh!" And then I looked it up. I'm like, "Jeez, I don't want to make fun of her too much." She battled cancer and won. So, hooray. Yeah. Oh.
I even went to coming soon movies, and it showed Soul first thing.
Yeah.
Like,
see, I'm not the only one.
What the heck? I was trying to look up.
Seriously, that was a long time ago.
Red. That was an old one too.
Yeah, that came out like.
Soul came out during COVID, or after COVID.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, both those movies were like right around the pandemic.
I thought they had like a list of all the movies that was coming out.
Yeah, like good ones. Like, not good ones, but like...
Here's in theaters right now.
Yeah, I already went through them, but...
I don't see anything coming soon to theaters. There it is! Yeah, there's Ready. There's Soul again. December of 2020. Come on, IMDb. You need to update your...
Right.
All
right.
Well, I'm not going to even waste my time.
Yeah.
Something up with their website or what?
I don't know. Oh, they have What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Wow, they're going way back. I'm kidding. They don't have that. Oh, here's something. Yeah, Mean Girls is coming out again.
Frozen Empire. There it is. Yeah, that comes out the end of March. March 29th. Ghostbusters. Empire.
Okay. So, yeah. So Mean Girls is coming out. It's like a sequel. They're not calling it a sequel, I guess. But, I mean, it is.
Dune Part 2, March 1st. So, two movies in 1 month.
Yeah.
Huzzah.
So, yeah, we're talking about two different things, and I love it. This is great. I'm here for it. So, Mean Girls is releasing January 12th. Holy cow, there's a cast in that. Let's keep going here. Wild cards, blah, blah, blah. Which brings me to you. It seems kind of Founders Day. I'm just going to keep reading, guys. Oh, hey, there's Ortega. Again, looks like Miller's Girl, American Star, who's that? Is that Mel Gibson? Nope. Don't even look at him. The Promised Land. Oh, there's Helena Bonham Carter. HBC is, we're going to now call her because it's a lot easier to say that. It's a lady, Lisa Frankenstein. Okay, that's the end of the list.
Here we go.
So any movies that you want to buy that you haven't bought yet? What's on your like I gotta have kind of thing?
Right now? I've gotta watch I just watched The Equalizer 3, so I need to complete that collection.
Are you a fan of the TV series with Queen Latifah?
No.
I knew that. I knew
don't
that.
Watch enough TV to even care, try to bother with that. Who would beat Denzel?
Well, I mean, Queen Latifah is like, what, season 2 or season 3 on that thing? So
good for it.
I'm not trying to convince you to watch it. I just thought it was funny. He's in Italy on this one, isn't he?
Do what?
The Equalizer 3? Denzel, isn't he in Italy on this one?
Yes. I didn't hear the Italy. Yeah. You said something
and
else.
Dakota Fanning, or whatever her name is, yep. From Man on Fire is in it.
Yep, the reunion so 20 years later.
But they're not the same characters
from those
movies. But I think that's kind of neat how they...
Yeah, she works for the CIA. There's a background to her character from a previous character from the first two movies.
They're not adversaries, are they? They kind
of... No, okay. They're... Good. She's like the daughter of a friend of that...
Yeah.
Okay. You see her in the first two movies.
I got it. But has that series run its course, do you think? Do you think they can make another one? Or are you like, oh...
I think they're done with it. I think they... Before he was released, they said it's the final one. It's a Western.
Yeah? You got
Strangers in Town.
Yeah.
He's wounded. Some guy finds him.
So is it like Fistful of Dollars then, basically?
I guess. But it's a Western. It has a Western feel to it.
Yeah, it's just
Stranger in Town. Then there's Mafia... In the area that, you know, goes and takes money from people and, like, want protection, you know, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
So, he's finding peace from what he has done in the past.
Yeah, he wanted to get away.
He wants to stay and all that, so. Protects the town.
Let me ask you a question. Can I watch this movie without watching the other two?
I would say you should watch the other two.
Right. Okay, well. But can I? Like, I'm not going to be lost. I mean, I shouldn't.
Well, you want to understand the daughter part, the Dakota Fanning character, but other than that, you might be able to.
I could glean, though, something happened. But yeah, I should. I want to watch the John Wicks. I should pick up John Wick, the first movie, like, in the middle of it.
Just skip the dog killing part.
Oh, yeah, all the time. I heard about that, and I still skip it.
I can't watch that. No. It's just the saddest. That's probably the saddest scene in movie history.
This is kind of, there is a connection as to why I'm saying this. John Leguizamo, and I'll just say it like that. I haven't really fact checked this, but the food truck from Chef is permanently open in Las Vegas. So like, I guess there is an actual.
From the Chef movie.
Yeah, from the movie. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to go to Las Vegas. I don't know.
Let's
How
go.
Are we gonna get there? We'll hitch a ride, but yeah, I do wanna watch the John Wicks. The thing about that is like, you have to really psych. Like for me, I don't mind violence. But I have to kind of get in the right frame of mind for that. Like,
those are my favorite type of movies, the action movies.
and to me, those movies look like a good old fashioned.
Yeah, a lot of cool fight scenes in it.
There's not a whole lot of plot, but there's enough plot to keep you intrigued. It's not just like...
And just like The Matrix, something Keanu was in previously. It's differences, all four of them are better than the four of the Matrix movies. But the first one was just a surprise hit. So
Yeah, it was a
They
sleeper.
Build a world. He falls off a freaking building and survives. Like, they just become... They just make him, like, invisible pretty much.
He's the one.
Yeah, he's the one.
I mean, you could take the idea
that Keanu can't die.
Like they just, this is his next incarnation. It's just like it's him, and that math problem just
don't know
how it happens.
I want to know if there's a count of how many times he gets hit by a car, or he just gets up and walks off.
I mean, I can do that.
It's a piece of cake.
Buddy the Elf can do that. Like, how many times did he got hit at least once by a car? It wasn't that.
Just smile. Does it with a smile.
Yeah.
Hey.
So good news. I met a dog today. Or no, I think he
said dog today. He goes, we're going off topic, but who cares? No. He walks in and he's like, well, it's great coffee or something.
Good job, everybody. That clip gives me the same vibes as Jim Carrey and
Doug. Yeah, I was like, thinking the same thing.
We landed on the moon. Just like walks out of the bar.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
It's every time he says that,
it's same it's, type of scene.
Yeah, it's the whole.
Oh no way! We landed on the
moon. No way!
We landed on the moon.
Yeah, same clip vibe for sure. Yeah.
This is off movie topic. Anything new on TV that?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Well, it's entertainment. So.
It's TV. TV.
You
TV.
Need to see One Piece.
Okay, you broke that
seal.
You broke that seal.
I was so leaving it off with something.
Okay, so
best show of this year.
Well, it's on Netflix.
I haven't watched enough.
Netflix is actually doing something great in anime now. Well, anime.
Blue Samurai was just
picked up amazing.
Season 2. They've done a little better than what they did at the beginning.
Yeah. So I haven't checked the cast, but what's Randall? I call him Randall. He's from Ant-Man. He's the FBI agent. I think that's his real name. He did Asian Gem in The Office.
Oh, Randall Park.
Yeah. I think he's in that Blue Eye Samurai.
Oh, he is.
I think so. I recognize his voice. He
was on Office Christmas Party.
And he's off the boat too. He was on that show too, I believe.
Yeah. He has, like, little small roles here and there.
So, he's underrated. That guy is insanely genius.
He kind of has, like, a sarcastic sound to his voice sometimes.
He was on Method Man's Rap Battle, or whatever TV show that was, for a quick second. And he was rap battling Jason Vanderbeek. Is that his name?
Yeah, Vanderbeek.
Yeah, Dawson's Creek. And he took him to same task, thing. Man. He took, I know it was like a white guy, that whatever, but still, like, he took him, like, the guy's rhymes were like, made Method Man's eyes or eyebrows go up. I mean, that's something. But anyway, regardless of that, man, I was really going to go somewhere with all that, and I totally got excited. Oh, yeah, we were talking about anime. So, I've been a big, huge fan of anime when I discovered Dragon Ball Z back in the late 90s, okay? And I got tired of it because it was just. It just got boring. And then I discovered another anime in like 2008, 2009. It was called Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just starting to, yeah, I got a shirt on. Yeah, we're getting there. Don't worry. I'm going to nerd out.
I'll just sit here.
But it was just starting to come to the shores of the States. So it wasn't really anything. But then it took off, and I couldn't consume it like I wanted to. And it sounds weird, but like I just wasn't able to watch it because we didn't have what we have now. There wasn't these streaming services. Okay, well, Hulu has all the Naruto episodes, and so I'm
Dragon. Then it has Pokemon too, I think. Or Dragon Ball Z, one or the other.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I've seen advertisements for it.
I've literally written off Dragon Ball Z. I could whatever on that. There's some one-offs here and there that I like as far as movies go. But Naruto is, like, I'm almost done with that, I think. I think I got, like, 300 episodes to go.
Only 300?
Well, there's insanely amount. So there's two parts to Naruto. There's Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, which is, there's a time lapse. I'm not going to get into it. I don't want to sound like a
please total don't.
Nerd. No. But it's
especially amazing. For someone who's never
right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't want to get in the weeds too much. So that was a huge hit. Like it was a huge hit in Japan. It was a huge hit over here too. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But also One Piece is a huge hit as well. Such the fact that Netflix made a live action out of it. Now they had a swing and a miss on. A miniseries, Cowboy Bebop, which is a huge staple in the anime community. I'm still kind of finishing that and whatnot, but that's a big one. Hollywood has tried to do these live action anime adaptions. They've done Ghost in the Shell, which kind of tanked. There was a lot of controversy around that show or around that movie as well. It had Scarlett Johansson as a Asian character, and it didn't go.
I could see it.
But anyway, that was at the height of, or at the beginning of all this, whatever we're in now as a society. But, One Piece is doing great. A lot of people love the actual anime and, there's a lot of fans, that are praising the live action from Netflix.
Yeah. For someone who doesn't watch anime, manga, nothing.
Yeah, you don't subscribe to any of that. It's not on your radar.
It's just the people who I follow on YouTube talked about it. And I kind of saw the trailer. I was like, oh, right, give it a crack. And I watched it 3 or 4 times all the way through. It's only 8 episodes, but...
Right, yeah.
It's great. I mean, I don't know anything about Cowboy Bebop. I don't know why that completely failed. Who knows? I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
But... For someone who does watch it, I'm never going to watch the One Piece animated series that's been going around for a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of episodes. I'll just stick with the live action. I don't want to get spoiled.
Yeah, right. I mean, it makes total sense.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, it was the biggest surprise of the year for me in entertainment.
You didn't expect to like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I didn't know what... I might have watched, like, 2 episodes and be like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, each episode, so that's the thing about anime. You're like, okay, this is cool. And then, like, next thing you know, you're, like, 500 deep, and you're like, I need more. It's not necessarily a need. It's just, like, there's drama in these things.
Yeah, it has a little bit of everything. It has the action, the comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's colorful in a lot of ways. I mean, there's a pirate that wears a suit, for crying out loud, and smokes.
Yeah, and that's definitely not an American...
It's different. That's
American
different.
Slant to anything. Yeah.
And I think... I don't have Netflix at the moment, but I'm sure I'll get it again. I'll probably rewatch One Piece, and I'll try the Blue Samurai,
dude,
I think. I'm going to try to.
Invite me over for that.
Yeah.
And that it looks amazing.
Because I only go to Netflix when something new comes out that I, you know... I'm not going to wait until Stranger Things comes out.
The when final season
when the like, cast when is 50 or something like that.
No, don't put them at 50. That puts us older.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's awesome.
If you don't watch One Piece, that could be a thing we could do. We can do Blue Samurai and One Piece.
I'm for it. The concept, the animation, and just the overall approach to the character of Blue-Eyed Samurai is something that is... I haven't seen in movies in a while, and that's what I like, is that there's this, especially in Japanese samurai, it's amazing. That's what I like about some of the stylized Japanese stories and stuff like that. Speaking of Netflix, I think it's Zack Snyder. Who did the... I probably got his name wrong.
Oh, yeah, Zack Snyder.
Who did...
He did 300 and Watchmen.
And what the director's cut of...
Oh, Justice League.
Justice League, right. So he has something on Netflix called Rebel Moon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that his? For some reason, I thought that was a Star Wars flick, and it didn't not make sense. I'm like, is this Star Wars? It can't be Star Wars. Hey, it's Netflix.
It's pretty much his version of Star Wars.
Yeah, right? That's what I thought. I kept waiting to see a lightsaber, and there was I think there's something like a lightsaber in there, but like it's very Star Wars-esque.
So it's very yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get a director's cut of that. I think it's a TV show. I don't think it's a movie though, is it?
Yeah, it's divided into a couple parts.
Okay, all right.
I think it's a movie actually.
Okay. Well,
whatever.
So I got some news on my mind. I remember seeing that The Mandalorian won't have any new episodes until 25, I think. The Mandalorian, the Star Wars.
Well, yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah, I'm really taking
25.
A hard... 25? Yeah, 2025. They won't have new episodes until 2025.
I guess that makes sense with the...
But they haven't had it since...
22?
Yeah. There was kind of a shakeup in Disney. I think that Kathleen gal, I think she got deposed and...
Well, that's not true because they've been saying that for years. No, they just...
Dave Filoni has been made chief creative officer. So they're like super in charge now. Him and... what's his name? Happy. I call him Happy now because of Mario.
No, Favreau's not involved with them. He's with them, but he doesn't have superior...
No. I know he doesn't. I'm just saying, like, but those two are more in control now than they have ever been. Because she got deposed. I think she was either demoted, but Filoni was promoted. He's chief creative officer of of Star Wars, didn't he? So, yeah. I could be wrong. I don't know if I thought I saw something like
No, that. I didn't see anything about...
This was a while ago. Like
I've seen rumors about her leaving so many times that
she needed never to.
Was true.
You could... When they were on that round table, you ever watch those round tables?
No.
I used to watch them.
I used to watch those things, but then, like, when it gets too much of, like, I don't know.
Back padding?
Yeah. It's like, hey, you're my favorite.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
But I know what you're talking about. They did after the episodes, right?
Yeah, there was...
Or a season?
It was just, like, a behind-the-scenes stuff, but there was these, like, certain
producers and all that.
Yeah, they would have, like, a director's roundtable, and then they would have an actor's roundtable, and they'd just go back and forth and stuff like that. And, man, some of the stuff that Dave Filoni would say, you're just like, how are you... Like, this guy is amazing. Dave Filoni, he used to do SpongeBob SquarePants stuff, okay? And then he got brought alongside... Lucas, and was mentored by Lucas, and now he's in this position of just, like, amazingness. Like, the dude is just beyond. I think he has the, in some ways, the ability to succeed. What's his name? Lucas. George Lucas.
The guy I just said.
Yeah, the godfather of Star Wars. So, anyway, that's whatever. And then, also, Captain Holt, his passing. Yeah. That was sad. That was like out of the blue. That was just like Matt Perry passing.
A lot of people were posting stuff up in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
Because that was the last role he really played.
I first noticed him when he did Homicide, Life in the Streets back in the 90s.
I remember that show.
He was an amazing character. He just...
That was a very good show, too.
Loved that show.
That was so surprising show. Because it was on Friday night.
Yeah.
Nothing was made on Friday. Was released on Friday.
That was a great...
But I remember watching those.
Great show. It was actually a really good cast. I shouldn't say, like, he made the show, but, like...
He was the one that I remember the most.
Him and Munch.
Yeah, Munch.
The actor that played that same character through, like, three series is amazing. anyway, whatever. So, R.I.P. Holt. Adrian Brown. I don't know.
Andre Brower.
Yeah, there we go. I have a hard time with bra names.
Yeah, Robert. Robert.
I feel bad not knowing his proper name.
Like Kenneth.
Captain Holt.
Kenneth Brown.
Whatever his name is. Robert.
That guy right there.
It reminds me of in Army of Darkness with Bruce Campbell when he's supposed to say the magic words right before he takes the Necronomicon. He goes, Placto, Rata. He takes it, he goes, there.
What?
I said it. And then he picks it up, and then all hell breaks loose. That whole movie would have been nothing if he had gotten the name right.
I forgot all about
that. That movie was such a good movie.
I haven't seen that forever.
Yeah.
But I remember.
That's funny.
Anyway. That's kind of like, also, Steve Carell's character on The Office, he always, like, mispronounces things. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much me, too.
Yeah, well.
I can't.
Apparently me.
Say fusion on him. I'll just say it like that.
Hey, what'd you say? Like, we're just going to assume you said the right thing. It doesn't matter. We'll just, yeah.
We know. Name is Tijan.
And my name is Tijan. Anyway. Well, I think you got any parting words of wisdom, Dan? What do you...
What grinds my gears?
It's what grinds my gears.
You got nothing.
You got a nice holiday gift, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
You got a PS5. Look into the...
Oh, I thought it was the Tolkien calendar. Sorry.
Give me that snap bracelet.
Can't take you anywhere.
Yeah, you got... No, I'm going to do it. Gosh, darn it.
It's addictive. It's like a bubble paper.
Yeah, it is. So yeah, you got a PS5. I'm playing some...
Yeah.
Playing some Spider-Man.
Anything great this year?
I got the
big
gift of Christmas joy.
That's lame. Yeah, that concludes our episode.
No, I got some good stuff.
God bless us, everyone.
Well, we'll see you guys when we see you.
On see our you next episode. Year. Or
oh, that's good. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's a good joke.
Talk to you next year.
Yeah, talk to y'all next year.
As we continue the 20s of 2020. 2020s.
Yeah.
Right? We're in the 20s.
Now. Yeah, we're gonna be the year of Jordan is over with. I did not keep up that theme throughout my year.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.